I'm Stan Katz. I've been there, done that, got the bloodstained t-shirt. My purpose is to help you survive and thrive in a world gone mad. Welcome to Herding Cats. My life was about to take a new and exciting turn. In 1977, I had attended a radio convention in Toronto where I met one of America's top program directors, Paul Ward. We hit it off immediately. He in turn introduced me to Steve Marshall, the story consultant for the TV series WKRP in Cincinnati. Paul and I became firm friends and he became my mentor. A year or two after we met, he was appointed vice president of a company called Audio Stimulation in Hollywood. The company was owned by the legendary radio and TV star Wolfman Jack. Paul knew of my love for radio. He invited me to come to LA for an interview with the Wolfman with a view to working at Audio Stimulation. Before I left for Hollywood, I managed to place Wolfman Jack's syndicated radio show on Capital Radio, which was just getting started. I asked for and received an upfront fee of $18,000. So, I arrived for my interview at Audio Stimulation with a check for $18,000. Do you think I got the job? Damn straight I did. After 2 years in the States, I returned to SA because of immigration issues. It was 1980 and Radio 702 was just getting started. The guy who had fired me from Swazi Radio was now in management at 702. He wasn't that keen to hire me, but after a successful audition, they gave me a slot at 10 o'clock on Sunday nights, commonly known as the graveyard shift. But the show actually pulled quite a big audience. Within a relatively short space of time, I was doing a drive-time show on 702 called the Stan Katz Good Time Lowdown Rock and Roll Radio Show. It became apparent to the owners of 702 that with my American experience, I knew more about radio than just about anybody on the station. And in 1985, I was made sales and marketing director. At heart, I was a rock and roller. To my friends and fans, I was Stan the man. I was living the life of a rock star. To the shareholders and the board of directors, I was Stan the manager. I must admit, I liked being involved in the business end of things. Because of my success as the sales and marketing director, by 1987, I'd been promoted to managing director of 702. In addition to my role as MD, I was hosting the morning zoo from 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. It was a bizarre situation, schizophrenic even. I was virtually the school principal and the class clown rolled into one. Something had to give. Here's the takeaway from this episode. Showbiz is 90% business and 10% show. Simply put, 90% of entertainment is the part that the public doesn't see. The 10% is the part that shows. It's like an iceberg with only the tip that is visible. And the same applies to every aspect of business. Thank you for joining me on Herding Cats. If you enjoyed this podcast and think my lessons in leadership could add value to your organization, contact famousfaces.co.za. Tell them Stan sent you. Love you madly. Bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.